Hello?
Hey, good morning, Andrew. It's Matt here.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Oh, so busy. How you doing?
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
All
You got a moment to speak?
Yeah, I do. Yeah,
Definitely
I
want to
do.
talk with you this morning, see what's kind of going on, get your perspective on some things, and then kind of see what we can do to, make sure you get the success ultimately.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yesterday I just kind of had some overall questions, like what was kind of going on.
Okay.
I've had a couple people reaching out, obviously, and I know you told me that this would happen, and I've had it happen when I was with Town Square, except the reality is a lot of that stuff that I was told, and I just kind of was, I just kind of ignored it, then, and then,
Yeah.
11 months later or whatever, I just ended up in the same spot. So
Yeah. No, I hear you.
that's pretty
And
much
you
what
definitely
I'm
don't want
checking in
that to
about.
happen again, and I get that completely, 100%.
Yeah, so I'll be honest, man. I've had people calling me telling me that pretty much nothing's getting done.
People
Like they
calling
can't.
you saying nothing's getting done. Okay. So what does
Yeah,
that
meaning
mean?
like in terms of like it doesn't make sense. One, that I don't give you guys access to my website, and then for the SEO aspect of it, and then also the fact that like they're trying to click in on my keywords just to see like if that's been like had any movement, and they're claiming that that hasn't either.
So is this people calling you trying to get your business that are telling you this stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Well,
what
why
I'm
do you think they're
saying.
telling you that stuff? Because they're trying to,
Oh, I know. Yeah. But
So
I also, but what,
unfortunately, my
like,
industry has turned into like a used car industry, like very, very much so. Thankfully, I have a lot of big clients and I have a lot of good, successful accounts. But, my competition, including Town Square, AdIQ, right? There's so many of these guys that try to do what I do. Right. And they're all going to put seeds of doubt. They're all going to tell you nothing's being done because they just want you to come over there and start paying them money. Right. And so the one thing I can tell you is actually a lot of stuff has been done. Like they're working on your account. I'm looking through all the notes. I mean, I could take screenshots of all the stuff that's been done on the thing. Right. The thing about it too, though, and where I see what's kind of going on is some stuff actually moved very quickly with your account, right? Normally the pay per lead program, because you did the background check, right? And we have to submit all the paperwork to Google to get you pre-approved for those pay per leads that we talked about. Well, that process actually went very smoothly and quickly with my team in Google, right? Too fast, actually. Right? Because normally it's usually a 2 month project. Like I have a roofing company just recently that came on with me and they didn't go as quickly as you did. But my point I'm making is that background check and getting you pre-approved for those leads usually is a 2 month turnaround. Right? We did it literally in like a week and a half. Right? And that's extremely fast. Right, in terms of like getting that pre-approved. So what happened as well is, my team naturally, right, was like, hey, you're pre-approved. We're gonna charge you for the 13 prepaid leads so we can get that now going, right? And so they sent you a text, and I guess the transaction did go through and went like they charged you for them, right? And now you have those 13 prepaid leads at, at your fingertips to start using too. So in a nutshell, that's just me kind of looking at your account and like going through it at a quick glance, right, on it. But that's really what happened on the recent transaction is you're now pre-approved for those, pay by lead program now with Google to start utilizing that as well.
Yes.
Let me ask you, how has the account manager been for you thus far with our team? You like him? Has he been good? Communicative?
I've been fine with all that. I mean, he was trying to talk me out of it because, like, yesterday, just based on what I was hearing, like, you know, I already told you from the beginning, Matt, like, I am skeptical, and
yeah,
it's nothing to do with anybody's, like, it's not you guys, like, directly. It's just, like, you know, I heard all this before, and it's just, like, it scares
me. Yeah,
Townsquare
put a bad taste in your mouth.
Yeah,
and I
was getting those phone calls.
I have a lot of guys that start with Townsquare, and then they get in my camp, and then they're, like, really like you. They're all shaky. They're all, like, scared. They're, like, everybody's, like, they think that everybody's trying to scam them, and, you know, thankfully that guy, you know, gave me, you know, a chance to, like, really show him, and he's been with my client for a long time. But, you know, I hear you, Andrew, like, completely, and I want you to hear this, like, sincerely, we are not trying to take advantage of you. We want you to stay with us, because honestly, we have 19,000 accounts that stay with us on a month-to-month basis, right? No other SEO company can say that, right? And the reason why we have so much success, for, like, yeah, some people are unhappy sometimes. Yeah, some people leave us. But at the end of the day, the businesses that are serious about growing their image on Google, and the businesses that really want, like, a successful internet campaign, those businesses that stick out with us, like, are so happy. Because we actually do perform and we do deliver, right? So we are really at the infant stages. I mean, you haven't even been with us that long, right?
I know. That's why. So I want to nip it if that's, like, because that's what I – these were the phone calls I got with Townsquare. Like, people would be like, dude, they're not doing anything.
Yeah.
They've done nothing with your website in 6 months. They're not running any sort of, like, keywords.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not doing local ads. Like, what are they doing for you? And
yeah,
I'm
we
like,
literally
listen,
started
man,
with you.
They need time. They need time. And then,
yeah,
like,
we just,
you know,
started with you a week. Like, literally, like.
I know.
Yeah, like a week. And I, the like fact that I got your pay-per-leads, like, that, dude, that is insane. Like, how fast it is. I mean, that's a testimony right there that my team's so efficient that we got your pay-per-lead program already completed faster than I've ever seen. Like, that's unheard of. So a lot of things are happening fastly on your account than it should be. So, I mean, it's good and bad, I could say. Like, you know, like, it's good that you now you're pre-approved for the pay-per-leads, and you could start taking those calls, right? Making sure that, you know, you're getting those calls as well. And as I told you on the pay-per-leads, right, how those come in the form of a phone call, right? And you start talking to the person, you start asking them a bunch of questions, right? And if you want the lead, you take it. If you don't want the lead, just don't give that person pricing over the phone, and don't agree to meet that person, and you won't get paid for that call. So that's now active. You already prepaid for 13 leads now on that.
Yeah.
So you're good for that. Right. So while we're working on the organic SEO and your Facebook ads, right? Those will kick in leads too. Okay. So like my roofer, I keep talking about because they're so fresh in my mind. They literally just came on with me. They were with Angie's. They spent a lot of money, like, with a bunch of different companies, and literally they've only been with me like 2 months. Right, and I'm already starting to get them great results, right? And so my point is, you've been with me like a week, right? Like, not even. Like, so it's like, you know, we need to obviously give this some time. You need to start taking those paper lead calls too, because you're going to love those leads, right? I'm glad they came in faster rather than slower, because now you're going to really taste those leads. You're going to be like, wow, Matt wasn't lying on those leads. Those things are cool. Right? Those are going to bring juicy jobs to you. Just be careful on them, right? In other words, don't get, you know, give pricing or agree to meet everybody. If it makes sense to pay for the lead, pay for the lead, right? Now, do you remember what the cost per leads on those are?
A little bit. Okay. Yeah, a little bit.
$63. Okay, so you got charged for the $820 for 13 leads. Those 13 leads are now prepaid, right? So the only time you pay $63 out of that monies, right, is if you agree that you want that lead. So remember what constitutes what a chargeable lead is. If you give that person pricing, or you go and like you tell that person you're going to go meet them, okay? That's what constitutes a billable lead, okay? Don't be afraid to take a solid lead either. Don't get too stingy on it is what I'm saying. But if it's something that doesn't make sense to spend $63 for that customer, then definitely pass on that person.
Okay. And then what? I will tell those people I'm not interested?
Yeah, exactly. Those calls will start trickling in, okay? Those are going to be solid leads. I'm telling you right now, those are the best leads money can buy, right? I mean, I even sent you that video. Did you ever watch that Stingray Electric?
You did. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, he talked about how amazing those leads are because, Andrew, of the, like, how, like, it helps you scale and it just brings great people. What's going to happen is you're going to show up at the very tippy top of Google, right, on that lead program.
Yeah,
now,
right,
it takes like a couple weeks for it to like start showing like you at the very tippy top. Like it takes a little time for it to start kicking in, right? I'm just shooting you straight, right? Because you want me always shooting straight. It's gonna take a couple weeks for these calls to start trickling in. That you're pre-approved now for it, right? Let's start having those calls come in. What's going on with that photo that we talked about, and then like some photos of you working? How you looking on that?
Yeah, I need to do that still.
Yeah.
That is one thing that I'm lacking in right there.
And then I also resent you an email, right? Because I look at how many 5-star reviews you have. Let's see, where are you at right now? I want to double check so I say. I know. I even gave you one too, by the way. You're at 6 now. Okay, you're at 6 5-star reviews. Okay? So I resent the email, okay? Why don't you pull up your email, make sure you see it.
I'm 6 now?
The 5-star reviews?
Yeah, I'm 6.
Yeah, you're at 6 now.
I thought you only had 5.
Yeah, I gave you one, that's why.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I gave you one. Absolutely.
Oh, all right.
I give my clients 5-star reviews all the time, you know?
Thank you. Appreciate
that. Yeah, no worries. So I sent you this email, pull this up. On the app, this is how you need to start getting your 5-star reviews.
Sorry.
You see that? Where you go on the app and then you go to reviews.
Yeah.
And then you need to start doing the request. You put their name, their phone number, and then you hit send.
Okay.
You don't have to put their email. Just put the name and phone number, then hit send. What this is going to do is it's going to send them an automated text message, Andrew, to basically click your link. It's going to say something along the lines, hey, thank you for using ARC Construction Group. We really appreciate your business. Our business depends on 5-star reviews. Will you please go ahead and leave us a 5-star review? Okay. Like 4 out of 10 people that you do this with will leave you a 5-star review. In other words, they'll take the time and click the link and do it. Okay? So go back through your past clients and start using this tool.
Okay. All right. Okay.
The reason why is we want to get you to at least 25 5-star reviews. That's the goal. Okay?
Yeah,
so all hands on deck. Maybe have a friend or two or like some of your family members leave you a 5-star review as well, right? Don't get too many like every day kind of thing, but like if you can get onesies, twosies trickling in, right, let's really make this a priority. That's the effort, remember, I need you to do, right, on your part.
I know,
give
you're
me
right.
A photo.
You're right.
Like, now let me ask you, do you want your website redone? Do you not want your website redone? Talk to me about what you want done with the website.
Yeah, no. So, like, I don't want it redone, but, like, everybody, like, the people that are calling are like, yo, you're making a mistake doing that.
I'm trying to sway you to come over there. Unfortunately, these other companies out there, they hire these aggressive sales guys, right, to call you and put seeds of doubt and tell you this because they want you to come over there and start spending money with you. Right? So people in my industry do this stuff all the time to get you to come and start spending money with you. Does that make sense? No, they want you to move your money instead of with us. They want you to move it over with them.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
No,
so,
I'm definitely
look,
aware
been on
that.
Our company's been on TV. We have some of the biggest clients in America. I mean, the company that owns the Utah Jazz Arena where the NBA team live in, that's our client. You know, I mean, I have some of the biggest clients right now in America. Like, our biggest client right now is Same Day Storage. They have 4,400 locations, right? And they're the biggest storage unit company right now. And, you know, we didn't get them by not working. Right. I even sent you a video of the director of marketing talking about us. So, you know, we will get you the results. I just need you to keep putting your trust in me. You're my guy. I want you as a video. That's why, you know, I'm going to make sure you're well taken care of. I just need some time. We've been doing this like a week now, literally.
No,
like,
I know.
And, like,
no,
and the fact that we got your paper leads done, though, dude, I'm like shocked, actually. I'm really, because mainly it's about a month and a half project for that. We got it so done so fast. I don't know why Google pushed it so quickly, to be honest with you. But I'm kind of glad, though, too, that things are moving quickly, because it also showing me on your account that, hey, man, you know, God's looking out or something here, because, you know, I'm liking that things are moving fast on your account. That's good.
I would appreciate any lookout. That's for sure.
So I
really do want to build this thing. I just don't want to spend money.
And I did get these phone calls.
And I believe that. I do believe it. It's just I just don't. You know what I mean? Like, with Town Square, it was like I was getting the same phone calls, and I understand what they're doing. I get it. It's not that I'm not – like, in the back of my mind, I understand that they could just be saying this and it not be true. Mm-hmm. It's just that, like, with Town Square, they were saying that as well, and whether it was true or not, I'll never really know, but, like, at the end of the day, like, in, you know, however many months, I received one phone call, like, off the internet. It was, like,
I'm bringing more products to the table for you. Town Square doesn't do the Google Pay-per-Lead program, right? Because they're not a premium partner like we are. They're just a Google partner, right? So we're able to bring products that other SEO companies can't bring. So, thankfully, you're now pre-approved. You've already prepaid for those 13 leads. Let's get that money's worth, okay? Be on the lookout. Make sure you help me, man. Help me help you, right? Give me those 5-star reviews. Let's go get that photo that I really preached heavily on to you for like an hour on, hey, I need that professional Lewis pest control photo, right? You know? And once
I just
you
don't, I'll be
stuff,
honest. Like, it sounds dumb, but like, The weather in my area right now has been, like, awful. And I
And you're right. You know what? I give you that. You're absolutely right. Okay, so cool.
I'm like, dude, where am I going to take, like, a good picture?
I mean, do you have your truck, like, do you have a truck, like, image, like, on your truck kind of thing or no?
I have it on my van, not my truck.
Okay, so, yeah, do you have a ARC Construction Group polo shirt already?
I do have a polo shirt, but I don't have, like...
So why don't you get a khaki pant? Because remember, like, the Lewis Pest where they were wearing a khaki pant, a nice black belt, and then the black polo shirt, and then they were standing behind the van? Like, that was wrapped? Do you need me to resend you that image?
No, I know exactly the image. Yeah. I can literally envision it in my mind.
Yeah. So I need you to do that, like, and have it so you're not super close on you, but not super far away either. Like, it's all about the zoom of the photo, right? Get us that photo, man.
Right.
Get us some before and after photos too, right? I have my team get these photos for me so we can put it on your Google Business profile, right? We can get it on, you know, if we need to redo your website, we can do that. You said you don't really need the website redone, so your website is not, like, our priority, right? Your website, like, is...
Not to me, no.
Yeah, right now it's about getting you exposure, getting your ads built, right, and let's build out your Google Business profile, especially with 5-star reviews and adding more photos to it, right? I do want to make sure, though, that the photo you get of yourself in front of your van with you nicely dressed, right? Like the Lewis Patrick photo. I want to make sure we put that on your website, and I want to make sure that we're getting those before and after photos. Okay? So here, to recap, your involvement in this whole process is getting me before and after photos, right? Obviously, that photo of you in front of the van and the five-star reviews, okay? That's your involvement. Obviously, you need to pick up the calls, okay? Make sure you have the Local Splash app downloaded. You have that downloaded and ready and rocking.
Yeah,
right?
Yes.
Okay.
I have already.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're just getting stuff started. Remember I told you it takes a few weeks to even, like, get stuff ramped up. Like, I do apologize in one sense that my team was able to get Google to get your prepaid leads, like, done so fast. I've never seen it this fast. I'm seriously shooting you straight. I have never seen our team work with Google to get the prepaid leads done that quick. So that is good. That's good. And it's bad because it happened too fast, right? And you're like, whoa, what's going on? So, you know, that's what really happened on those prepaid leads. Like, you're ready to go on those. You've already prepaid for 13 solid leads. So just make sure you get those 13 solid leads on that, right? And you're going to be fine, right? And, you know, my team's not going to, like, they want you to stay. Here's the thing I want you to understand, Andrew. My company doesn't want people to leave. We never like unhappy customers or unhappy individuals because, you know what, it's a loss of business for us, too. So, you know, let's take it step by step, okay? First step is you need to get some photos taken care of. Do you have before and after photos, too? Have you done before and
after? I have
photos?
Some, yeah.
Okay.
I have some. I'm not
so
aware enough, though.
To do this
I
lack
in that area.
What I want you to do this weekend is I want you to make that a priority of getting the photos together. One of you standing in front of the van in a nice polo, khaki pant, right? Maybe you have a clipboard in your hand. Maybe you have a hammer in your hand. Maybe you have a saw in your hand or something, right? Because you remember in the Lewis Pass, they had the little sprayer thing, right? Right? Just have something, right? And let's replicate that photo. That's the first thing, okay? The second thing is give me some before and after photos, and I want you to get all this stuff together over the weekend so you can focus on it and then get it to my team so that we can start utilizing those photos, right, and putting them all over the place.
Okay.
Okay.
And I got to try to find a place I can, like, not share snow in my polo.
Yeah. How many clients have you think you've done in terms of jobs? Would you say?
20? Like this year?
Like, yeah, like in the last maybe couple of years, like 20, 30, 40?
Yeah, probably 20. Probably 20-ish.
So what I want you to do is figure out how to get all your clients' names and phone numbers and then throw them into that dashboard.
Okay.
Throw them in. Like, whether you got to write them down on a piece of paper, name, phone number, or, like, you have an Excel sheet. I don't know how you have them organized or, you know, how you can go back and get it all. But get all your names and numbers, throw it into that. Just do a couple, like, get them all. First, get all the people's names and numbers already. And they're obviously the people that have already given you a five-star review. So let's not send them that text message because they've already given you one, right? But the other people that haven't given you the five-star review, right, put their information in there.
Okay.
And then go in through your cell phone. Here's another technique, too. Go in through your cell phone and all your friends and family members that you know, like, okay, put their names in that list, too. Okay? And my recommendation is once you have a list of, like, 30, 40 people, that includes your friends, family members, right, and all your past clients, once you have that complete list put together, then every day you're going to input like 2 to 3 people in the dashboard, okay? You're not going to put the whole list in. Why do you think that is? You don't want too many. What do you think it is? You don't want too many people giving you five-star reviews so quickly.
Yeah. So it looks like not organic.
Yes, because if you have, like, let's say, like, because my roofing company, I keep talking about because they're so fresh, like I said, and, like, they were just like you, right? So, but they had no 5-star reviews, and then like I was getting on her, I was like, hey, we need to get your 5-star reviews. You need to take that seriously, right? That's no joke, right? And she was like, okay, so she did it, and then she had one day like 3 people like gave her 5-star reviews. I'm like, whoa, we got to slow it down now, okay? Not too.
Yeah.
I like it, you know. So, but my point is like, okay, just dribble at it. You know, get your list together first. That's step one, right? All your past clients, yeah. Right? And then scratch off the people that gave you the 5-star reviews. You tracking with me, right? Scratch those people off, right? And then all your friends and family members too. Let's develop a good solid list of people. Right? And some of those people you can text, hey, you're going to be getting an automated text message. Please, you know, just, you know, give me the 5-star review. Some of your people, you know, in your cell phone, definitely text them that too. Right? But my point is, right, once you get your list in and you just do like 2-3 people a day and you're like, and you do this for the next, like, let's say 3 weeks and you do 2-3 people a day for the next 3 weeks, you're going to be at like 25, 30, 40, 5-star reviews.
Yeah. It's true.
Why do you think I'm stressing this, and why do you think it's so important that we focus on getting those 5-star reviews? Like, what do you think that answer?
I mean, it gives you the, yeah, I mean, it's all about credibility. I mean, I believe that they're really important.
Yeah, they're not only important, but Google sees that too, and it's going to help us expedite and streamline and help you rank better, right, as well by those 5-star reviews. It's part of the equation,
right?
Is what I'm trying to stress to you. It's not the whole equation. It's like 15-20% of the equation, though. Okay? And so my clients that don't take that seriously, it takes us longer to get them on the first page, right? So it's so important that you really take advantage of, okay, all right, I'm going to take Matt's lead on that. I'm going to do 2-3. I'm going to create my list. All right, I'm going to get them the photos, right? I know it's a little bit of participation right now at the beginning stages, but once we get past this, and you get in the habit of getting those 5-star reviews, it's going to help you along the way, okay? So
yeah. Do
that for me, okay? Make sure you have your app on and make sure you're, like, ready to take those calls, because those calls are going to start trickling in probably next week or the following week, those paper leads, right? And then you're going to start getting organic calls, too, in the next even few weeks as well, right? So, I mean, you're right now at a great position where you have everything at your fingertips and ready to rock, right? So you're going to get a really good taste of everything much faster now than us having to wait for those paper leads to get approved for.
Sounds good. I appreciate it. Let's rot it out, man.
Don't forget about those 5-stars. Please get me those photos before and afters, and then one of you behind, like, you know, in front of your van, you know, and then I'll make sure to get you, we'll get all that to Jorge, and he'll, like, handle everything and whatnot. And if at any point you don't like your account manager or somebody in my team's not, like, doing what you needed to be done, let me know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have a very extensive team, right? So I like Jorge. He helps a lot. He's very communicative. He cares. You know, he's been with our company for a long time. Jorge's been with us for at least 8 years now. So, you know, he's So he's really good at what he does. Okay. So, but you have all the best. Like, you have me, you have Jorge, right? You know, there's a ton of programming going behind the scenes, a bunch of grunt workers that work on your account too. So everything is going to, you know, happen the way it needs to happen. We just got to give it time, man. We just started.
Yeah, no, I hear you, man. I just felt the need to check in and see, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of what we were looking at.
I need you to put your full trust in me, and I need you to take this fully seriously, too. Like once you really dive in with me, get those 5-star reviews, get me those photos. I mean, look, I showed you my client, Lewis Pest Control. He's on the first page of Google. He's with us, you know. Like, he's you know, he's crushing it. And he doesn't even have his paper leads on right now. Like, he hasn't been running the paper leads now for, like, about a month because he has so much business now that he can't even take on the paper leads right now.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm hoping for. I, I would rather not do the pay per lead, because that's like, I mean, yeah, like I'm more into the organic if it's possible.
Yeah, the organic's gonna be there, but again, the $2.99 package, right? Like I said, it's only gonna scale you so much, right? So the reason why we did the pay per leads is those are there for filler. Right, those are there for when you need it. And good news is now that we're first starting off and you have access to those leads even now right out the gate, that's going to even help you, you know, even better, right? So I'm grateful that the paper leads have now been approved and you're ready to roll. And you've already prepaid for them. So you just need to take those calls, right? Be careful on them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So just to recap, like, okay, when somebody calls in, what are the only two ways Google charges you for those calls? I want you to repeat it back.
If I agree to meet them.
What?
If I agree to meet them.
And what's the other one? If you give pricing over the phone. So if they start, how much is this going to cost? Or what is this going to be? Okay. So if they start asking you questions like, hey, how much is this going to cost? You want to simply answer, well, that's a great question, right? And then ask them a question, right? So, hey, that's a great question. You know what, Bob, tell me more of like what you're looking to be done. Like, okay, you want the bathroom remodel, okay? What exactly that are you talking about? The flooring? Are you talking about, you know, the shower? Are you talking about the toilet? You know, I mean, like, what do you mean? Like, okay, so just start, you know, diving deeper, right, and whatnot. And if you're like, yeah, I totally want to go meet this guy, right, then, you know, either meet him or say, you know what, Bob, you know what, better that I just come meet you, right, because obviously I need to kind of see the scope of everything, see the measurements, kind of see what kind of, like what you're looking for. That way I can give you a better price. You know,
okay.
But if they call you up and they're like, hey, you know, do you do ceiling fan replacements? How much does that cost? You know, and you know, like, you got to make a decision. Okay, does this guy make sense for me to spend the money on this one or not? That's all I'm trying to say, right? Like, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, but if it does, you're like, yeah, I can make some money off this guy. Then spend the money on them. Don't be scared either. Like, you know, like, that's the thing, like, I tell people. Some people are, like, really scared right out the gate, and I appreciate that, too, you know. But just what I'm saying is don't be loosey-goosey, but don't be too stingy either, right? Be right in the middle of, like, on that lead. And take a couple of them, right? Take a couple of them, and you'll see, right? And you'll see, like, okay, yeah, these are really quality, right? It's going to be better than any Angie's or Yelp lead Andrew out there. Because these leads aren't being shared with anybody, right? And they're going to be
generated
on the services that you do. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. So, realistically, when do you think you can have those photos to us? We'll start with that question.
I will get them this weekend.
Okay. And one of you even? You're going to have somebody take a photo of you as well?
Yes. Yeah, okay. That's on my list. I'm going to set a reminder for this right now.
When do you think you can get a list of everybody, like, dialed in? Like, whether you put it on Excel or a pad of paper, when do you think you could get all of your past clients' names and phone numbers and then your friends and family members' names and phone numbers, like, put on that list? Like, when do you think you could have that done?
I mean, I would like to ideally get all this done this weekend.
Okay. So how about you start it this weekend and whatever you have left over, right, you finish it up next week.
Okay.
For the list.
Yeah, I mean, ideally that would be the goal here.
Yeah. And then you can send a couple,
like, the
and
week
then you can send a couple
like
on the app on Saturday, right, and then a couple on Sunday. Right,
yeah.
On the app, and then let it breathe a little bit once you get a couple like reviews, and then do like a couple maybe on Wednesday, right, and then maybe a couple on Friday, right, and then let it breathe over the weekend and start it up the following Monday, like do a couple that, right, you know. So we just want to dribble at it, you know. You don't want to go low. Don't let the hose out too much, you know. So just a little bit, okay. But by doing this concept and this technique I'm teaching you, right, this is going to help us get to a healthy number of five-star reviews in a decent period of time to really help promote you, okay. Now, I can tell you all the other SEO companies will never have taken this kind of time with you because they're just trying to get you in, get you out, right? Me, I'm trying to keep you as a long-term client, right? I want you to win. I want you to be another testimonial video. Like, I keep telling you that, but I'm serious. You are going to be a testimonial video with me, right? And your testimony is going to be, man, my paper leads came so quick, it happened in a week, you know? And, that being said, okay. So work on getting that stuff together, okay? Let's make this a priority, right? And then let's just keep touching in base, right? Feel free to text me. You know, as you know, I'm always on the phone, so whatever you need me, just text me, okay? And then I'll definitely keep making time for you along the way. I'm not going anywhere, right? And we will make sure everything is sorted. So I'm going to let Jorge know now that you're going to get us some photos and that you're going to start working on those five-star reviews to increase those. And then once we get the before and after photos and that photo of you standing in front of your van with your polo shirt nicely dressed and having something in your hand, I'm going to let him know that we're going to really use that photo everywhere. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, sir. Appreciate your time. I'm glad we were able to communicate again and, square some things out here. And
I appreciate you taking the time to do that. I really do.
Yeah. No, you're in really good hands. Like, I mean, we just started. I mean, like, I can't show you results in a week. Nobody can.
No,
you
know, but, absolutely.
Yeah,
but I just got a little concerned about the call.
I got you approved for Google Prepay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can see that. Like, that's you're ready to go. You're going to have it. Like, once you start seeing yourself at the tippy top of Google, when it starts appearing there, right, you're going to see yourself like it's going to have a check mark. It's going to show that you're vetted. You have liability insurance, right? If Google helps promote you, because that's why Google wants that pay-per-lead money, right? I mean, you guys are paying a decent amount of money for that lead. So, you know, that's why we got to be kind of picky on it. But the good news is they're going to promote you at the tippy top, right? And it's going to really help you get solid leads, Andrew, off of, you know, being there.
Yeah.
So
that's what
the
I'm
more you get
in
on those leads and then our organic stuff kicking eventually in, right, and all the everything coming together, it's going to really take off. I mean, like, like I said, I can't stress this enough. I'm very thankful that actually things are moving quicker than slower. So, you know, you're in a good spot right now, actually. You really are.
Okay? Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right, man, just work on that stuff, okay? Don't forget. Don't put it on the back burner. I know you got a lot going on, too. But the more we take everything priority and the more we take this seriously, the better off it's just going to do for you. Okay?
Sure.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right,
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling.
Keep in touch, and then if you need me, just text me. Let me know once you got all the photos and everything together, and then I'll get with my team to, like, get those photos, start putting those photos where they need to be, and we'll start putting it on your Google Business profile as well, and then we could probably figure out a way to put your me photo on the website as well. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
All right,
sounds good.
I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Thanks again, Matt. Appreciate it.
All right, no worries. All right, bye-bye.
All right.